Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, playoffs are coming up. Phillies playoffs. We're getting close. So we are 10 days away from Saturday, October 4th, when the ball will be in Christopher Sanchez's hand. Hands, I guess.
Sanchi.
And I'll tell you what, because this has been submerged today with all the homers and all the Eagles talk.
Yeah.
But Sanchez, Sanchi, Ranger, and Lizardo have done an outstanding job finishing the season strong.
Yeah.
We're all three are, they're locked in. I mean, there
since
was,
Wheeler went down.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was serious concern at different points this year on Lizardo and Ranger. I mean, Ranger in, I don't know, what was it, July?
Right.
June? Like, it was a disaster.
Well, some of that was tied to the low back tightness and, you know, the spasms and all that stuff. Like, he's always had the physical stuff dealing with it. And this year it felt like it lingered longer than it normally does. But man, now that that's worked out, he's been outstanding.
Yeah, and it's great.
Lizardo, it felt like that was the tip or not to tip. Is he or is he not? And that
did you just ask the tip or not to tip? Is that the question?
To tip or not to tip. Is he or is he not tipping his pitches?
Rhea, I mean,
no.
No,
yeah,
I did not
it.
Say what your dirty mind
that's just saying.
Was indicating.
I always had a website in mind. I don't think I can say it.
I don't think you can either.
No. Let's just say it ended with .com. I'm just going to say it ended with .com. It's all
most of them do.
It starts with Just and it ends with .com. And that was the website I always wanted to create.
Lizardo figured out whatever he was doing that seemed to indicate something to someone because it got so much better.
Yeah,
and now we got three outstanding lefties and no one with a right hand that knows how to
pretty much
be a starting pitcher for us to the capacity that we're looking for.
I'll tell you this. Nola was fired up on the bench last night. You could see him cheering some of that stuff on.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I mean,
he's exactly – I wish he would just pitch better. Just pitch, man. Stop missing your spots and giving away lollipops and meatballs.
Right, James,
and I'd love to see you pitch in the postseason.
James, which is it with Nola? Two choices. Which do you think it is? He is injured and therefore in the short term has been incapable of pitching at his best, or he is no longer capable of being good because the wear and tear has made him just a lesser than.
I think it's both. I don't think he's going to be this bad forever, but I don't think we're ever going to see the Aaron Nola that we loved, you know?
So, I wonder what changed physically.
I mean, look,
something has to be wrong.
It was a decade of never missing a start. You know, he's pitched so many innings consistently and all that, and that just wears out. He was also never someone, he never had the velocity. It was always placement, it was movement, stuff like that. And, you know, once you go from 94 to 92 or whatever, it's a big drop, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, that in many ways is going to be an off-season, you know, issue because he's got so many years left on his deal beyond this. But, you know, I heard Mike Francesa, who was a great talk show host in New York recently, say that Joe Torre, who obviously was a great manager, used to say to players around this time of the year, if they had struggled, and obviously Aaron Nola would be the prime player this year on the Phillies, who's a good player who struggled. Romano did, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, Nola is supposed to be one of their best players. And Torre would tell players, listen, there is nothing you can do at this point to salvage your stats for the regular season. Like, it is what it is. But you can make an impact in October that can totally change the way you will always view and everybody will always view your contributions this year. Like, you can totally still save it. And he's right. Torrey's right. And Aaron Nola still can. Although we wonder, like, actually, can he? Like, is he physically capable? Can? Like, he can.
And will he get the opportunity to? Well, that, right? That's the other thing. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I thought that was pretty interesting perspective. You know, a guy like Torrey, who obviously managed so many postseasons. All right, let's listen to D'Amico Ryans and then Sirianni, because they both spoke yesterday on the CJ-GJ thing. D'Amico didn't really want to say exactly why the Texans moved on from Gardner Johnson, but here's what he did say.
Unfortunately, we just moved on, and for me, every decision I make is always in the best interest of our team. I felt it was the best decision for us to move forward, and so now we're here, we're on to the Titans.
Why did you think it was in the best interest of the team?
Yeah, because it's my decision to move on. I know it's best for my team.
Performance or something else? There's been a lot of news reports on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the details of it. It was coming from me, the head coach, is my team. It was the best for our team, and that's why I made the decision, so I'm not going into any further details on it.
Did you also seek a trade partner, or did you get any interest from other teams?
No.
I love that.
That's unbelievable.
The last one's
great. I love that. See, he was such a pro that it, whatever was going on in that locker room with CJGJ, offended him on such a
totally
level, he cut him after three games.
There's no question.
It's, I mean, that's the only way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to the Singletary thing all those years ago with...
I want winners.
Who was it?
Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis.
Who they captain, obviously. Vernon Davis became a really good player.
Is a massive Mike Singletary fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Defends him to no end.
For stepping in and saying, grow the hell up.
Teaching him.
Yeah, grow up.
What he needed to do to be a better pro.
But I can guarantee you this. D'Amico Ryans is not the first person who had gone to CJ GJ and said, grow up.
No.
D'Amico Ryans is so,
be the last.
So respected by players. D'Amico Ryans, former player, former inside linebacker, former ass kicker, current ass kicker, by the way.
I'm with you, man.
Guys know what he brought and still brings. That's discipline. And he's a guy who doesn't ask his guys to do anything he wouldn't do himself.
He literally did
so
it.
So respected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So respected.
I love D'Amico. All right. So Sirianni, obviously, you know, was going to be asked yesterday, like, well, CJGJ, what do you think? He doesn't even mention him by name. He doesn't even answer the question, which is, you know, bring him back, which I guess the answers could be yes or no. He manages to not say yes or no, but a lot of praise to that position group here.
You know, I really am excited about the room that we have. I think they've done a really nice job to date. Got good, you know, good young player and Andrew Mukuba, who's you know, continues to get better. And I think that, you know, having Reed, you know, next to him, you know, is helping him get better. And just as how Reed got better, you know, having Marcus Epps in the building, and Reed said that, you know, I've said that in here before about, you know, Marcus Epps. So just really excited about that room. Sidney's doing a really good job, you know, he's doing a good job on special teams and doing some work on defense as well. So I'm really excited about that group and pleased with that group.
My guess, and it is totally just a guess, is that there's no way they will bring him back.
Sure, a version of that, no.
Yeah. Even if three different guys get injured, I think they are done with it. That's my guess. Let's go to Kenny right now. Kenny, good morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe, I hope you don't mind. I need to extend the life advice from Hammer because I got a problem.
I'm happy to help. That's what I do.
Actually, you know, John and Ree, you can jump in on this too. So two of the biggest, most famous touchdowns now in Eagles history I've missed. One was the Jordan Davis touchdown on Sunday, and the other was when James Willis, then he tossed it to Troy Vincent.
Yeah.
Because the minute the first part of that play happened, I'm jumping up, and I don't know if you know this, by the way, I'm a big Eagles fan, so I just want to get that out. the minute that happens, I'm jumping up and down and cheering and hugging and screaming, and then later on someone has to tell me that there was a part B to those plays.
That's pretty funny.
I get it. When I was watching, like, I started like celebrating, and it took me a second to realize he was running. I had to hear the announcer say, like, Jordan Davis rumbling down the field or whatever he said. I didn't notice it first because I was just hugging Emily. I was so excited.
So, Kenny, let me tell you this. When Troy Vincent scored that touchdown in 1996, I hugged at a bar. It was called Larkin's in recent years in Fairfield. I think it was called Larkin's when I was there. I changed names a couple times. I hugged a random person who I had never spoken to in my life. He had an Eagles jersey on. He was about 350 pounds. I had seen this guy the whole game. I'm in with my crew. He's with his crew. And we just locked eyes. And it was
a magical moment.
We locked eyes, and two dudes just freaking hugged it out, man. It was great. It was great.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I need to add a third to that. I never saw the second doink in the double doink because the first time it hit the crossbar, I'm going nuts. Well, and then I find out later the double doink. So, I mean, you need to learn to be a little
more observant.
Well, remember this. But, Kenny, remember this. The way the camera angle was on NBC, it was very confusing.
It was.
It was very confusing.
You couldn't tell if it went in after it or not.
You couldn't tell initially what the hell happened with the double doink.
Be a more conscientious and observant fan, Kenny.
Yeah. Ken, I got to move very fast because I got a ton to get to. Give me a notable eight.
An octopus.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's a very notable eight. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. It's brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. Apparently, it's got a new name. It's now called the Xfinity Sports Lounge. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. Say it with time's yours.
A franchise record, 8 homers in a single game. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, because the Titans just got a first-round bye.
Well, I was happy for them, and Rob Thompson said it last night, and it's true. It is like you win a playoff series.
Breaking news. We have found the source of the stench in Delco.
It's all those stinking Cowboy fans.
Which, by the way, I noticed there are not nearly as many as there used to be 30 years ago.
How could there be?
Yeah.
Well, I've been outside all morning here, and I don't smell anything fishy. But what does seem fishy is this boot and this injury for you, Joe DeCamber. Is this just an excuse to eat a couple Big Macs so you didn't have to explain to John Ritchie on why you're doing that?
What is this nonsense, man? Come on.
Happy birthday, number 44. You're in good company. Pete Maravich, Jim Brown, Reggie Jackson, to the best producer/host in Philadelphia sports radio history. Happy birthday, James Seltzer.
Let me just say this about Reggie Jackson. Because he's a great baseball player, obviously.
Yeah, Cheltenham's own.
Cheltenham's own. But I'm gonna take a shot.
Oh, no.
How do you have, like, I think it's about 600. Like, 600 more strikeouts than anyone in baseball history. Let me look this up. Most strikeouts by a batter. Isn't he like 2,500? The next closest guy's like 2,000?
I didn't know he was that far ahead.
I think he's way beyond everyone. I'll look it up. With that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
A bunch of recent guys got near him.
Caught up. He's still first, though, but it's pretty close now.
So Tommy's second. He's not far behind him, but for years, he was way the hell in front of everybody else. And anyway, Tommy, Dunn, Sosa, Maguire, Cabrera, Stanton, all these. I will say,
Reggie has a lot more at-bats than those guys right below him, like Tommy, Adam Dunn. I mean, Adam Dunn has 3,000 less at-bats and only like 200 less strikeouts.
Well, I'll say this. Up until 30 years ago, he was 600 more than anyone else in baseball history. But then the strikeout era came into baseball, and, you know, everyone's hacking and all that nonsense. All right. What do we got to do here? We got to do the Twitter poll question of the day, which brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevy. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. John, let's move it if we can on the kind of quick end question. Joel ranked 47th in the NBA. That is too low, too high, or sounds about right. Which one wins the poll?
I think people are mad, but they're still going to say it's too low.
Sounds about right, 44%.
Wow.
And a tie. Too low and too high each get 28%.
That's hysterical.
That is, which means it's just about right.
Guys, he could be in the top 10.
Exactly.
Right, right, James. Yeah. But he could be in the top 10. He could be number 200 if he can barely play.
So the people voted properly.
I think so. That's interesting. We got to come up with a winning answer for a notable eight. We got some great answers today. So I love the Flyers' Crazy Eights, of course. We got the Beatles song. We got the movie 8 Mile. We got the Magic 8 Ball. We got Ovechkin. We got the 8 Reindeer, but there, you know, is 9 because there's Rudolph. There's Dave Schultz. The Hammer! There's the Octopus.
The Hammer!
What are we doing here?
We didn't get Hanukkah and we didn't get pizza.
I know.
Pizza. Well, if you slice it that way. Yeah.
That's what it's normally sliced.
Yeah, you're getting it from a pizza place.
All right, Rhea, which one?
8 Mile.
Big? Seltzer?
Yeah, I was trying to decide between a couple, but I think 8 Mile is my answer too.
Devin?
8 Mile's good.
And there it is. 8 Mile has won. Chris, you have won the tickets to see Bryan Adams. And Chris, you also have won my book, The Best of Philly Sports, which is available for people to purchase on Amazon.com. I hope you all enjoy it if you get it. Have a great rest of the day. We'll have a big Football Friday show tomorrow. Getting you ready for a big game. Eagles and Bucks on Sunday. Phils? Trying to keep the dream for the one seed alive tonight, but doesn't really matter. They're not going to get it. Have a great rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.